that was the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And there was a porch out here, a little narrow, and it wasn't too awfully wide on both of them, on the kitchen and on that place. And this was a porch all the way on the west.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
hole in the middle, you know, you could while the room can be on the outside.
Mm-hmm. So this was a porch here?
Mm-hmm.
This was a kitchen?
Mm-hmm. But this here kitchen, now let me show you. The hole, make a hole through there, and that there was a porch, you know, that come out here too.
Mm-hmm.
On the side of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And that hole went from through the house and go mm-hmm. out on the front porch. I don't really like it much, but take up so much room, but we had it just the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you call this? What was this room here?
That was on the south end of the house. That was where we had bar and slip in the other end too.
What did you call this room? Did it have a...
No, I didn't have a name. It must have been the bar room.
Okay. What about this room that you slept in?
Well, we slept in both of them. But that, I don't know. That was just the room back there, back mm-hmm. room, I think. Not much house, but we lived there a lot of children. We're all to college.
We raised them there. Of course, we
moved up here then from down there. When the girls went to Tallahassee for school,
mm-hmm.
the two oldest ones, they had finished school here. And I took the other two children and them, and we went to, over there to college, and I stayed with them 9 months in two rooms that we were raising.
So you got to live in Tallahassee for 9 months?
9 months. Well, that was as long as I wanted to. I'd rather be out here in the woods.
When was this house built? Did you just buy it and move into it?
No, we built it. He got we had land around here. Well, me and him owned about 1,500 acres of land when he died.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter sure has bought some since around here.
Mm-hmm.
But back then there'd come a storm and blow down some of the timber.
Mm-hmm.
And he got fellas to help him get it up and take it off and have it cut and stacked it round out there on them trees, you know, nail a piece to from one tree to the other and stack the lumber like that and let it come to the ground
mm-hmm.
till it dried, and then he hauled it to Milligan and had it dressed and built the house. But it took a number of years
uh-huh.
to do that. He didn't do it all at once. Because he had to make his keeps his textile business a going and the farming a going, and they built the house in between times
mm-hmm.
through the winter months. We've a number of years of building it.
How many rooms does it have now?
Well, there are 10 rooms to it. The two upstairs and 7 downstairs, right? And the bathroom in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is the name of the rooms?
Well, the bathroom and the living room in yonder where we were.
Mm-hmm.
And the one above there was the library.
Mm-hmm.
It had all the books in it and bookcases. Mm-hmm. And this,